Tuesday, September 2nd. Commemoration of St. Stephen, King of Hungary, Confessor. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapter 31, verses 8 through 11. Happy the man found without fault, who turns not aside after gain, nor puts his trust in money nor in treasures. Who is he that we may praise him? For he has done wonders in his life. He has been tested by gold and come off safe, and this remains his glory forever. He could have sinned, but did not, could have done evil, but would not, so that his possessions are secure in the Lord, and the assembly of the saints shall recount his alms. Haydock Commentary. St. Augustine says, "Pride is the worm of riches." St. Bernard says, "In delights, chastity is endangered, and humility is endangered in the midst of riches. Not to transgress on such occasions is the greatest miracle. Man has free will, and those are happy and blessed who, by God's grace, do not abuse it." The Gospel from Luke chapter 19, verses 12 through 26. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to his disciples. A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And calling his 10 servants, he gave them 10 pounds, and said to them, "Trade till I come." But his citizens hated him, and they sent an embassage after him, saying, "We will not have this man to reign over us." And it came to pass that he returned, having received the kingdom. And he commanded his servants to be called, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. And the first came, saying, "Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said to him, "Well done, thou good servant. Because thou hast been faithful in a little, thou shalt have power over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, "Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said to him, "Be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, "Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up what thou didst not lay down, and thou reapest that which thou didst not sow." He saith to him, "Out of thy own mouth I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knowest that I was an austere man, taking up what I laid not down, and reaping that which I did not sow. And why then didst thou not give my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have exacted it with usury?" And he said to them that stood by, "Take the pound away from him, and give it to him that hath the 10 pounds. And they said to him, "Lord, he hath 10 pounds. But I say to you, that to everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall abound. And from him that hath not, even that which he hath shall be taken from him." Haydock Commentary. This parable is an exact prophetic history of what happened to Archelaus Antipas, son of Herod the Great, about 36 years afterwards. Judea being then tributary, he was obliged to go to Rome to receive his kingdom from the hands of the Emperor Augustus. The Jews, who hated him for his cruelty, sent an embassy to the emperor to accuse him of many crimes and disappoint him in his hopes of gaining his crown. But Augustus confirmed it to him and sent him back to reign in Judea, where he revenged himself on those who had opposed his pretensions. With regard to the instruction which is meant to be conveyed by this parable, the nobleman is the Son of God, who came among the Jews to take possession of the kingdom which was his due. But being rejected and treated unworthily, and even put to a disgraceful death on the cross, he will one day come again, armed with vengeance, and inflict the effects of his anger upon them. This was partly fulfilled at the destruction of Jerusalem, and will be completed at the general judgment. All the disciples of Christ have not the same degree of honor in this world, nor in the next, because all do not make an equal use of the graces they receive. Some are in the first rank as apostles, then those to whom the gift of prophecy has been committed, and so on, each exalted according to his merit. For there are many mansions and many degrees of glory in the house of the Heavenly Father. For there is one brightness of the sun, another of the moon, and another of the stars. For star differeth from star in brightness. 1 Corinthians 15:41.